The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul.
Soul of Jefferson is deep indeed.
It is deep indeed.
Amen, amen.
We are here today. This is Terry Raposa and
Janet Chandler.
And Wynn Carpenter. Good morning.
And we are here broadcasting live for Jefferson State of Mine, M-I-N-E, at KCNR Studios in downtown Reading. You can listen in on 96.5 FM, where the music does sound better, 1460 AM. We are also streaming live worldwide on KCNRradio.com, KCNRradio.com. And if you have a question, because we're going to move fast this morning, or a comment, the phone number is 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567. And when the show is over, 5 minutes later, right, Alex?
Archive, yes. So if you're in Fallujah...
We're sorry if you are.
Yeah, we're sorry that you're there, but anyway, we archive 5 minutes after, and you can find us and go to our archive, and you archive forever
and ever
and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
So, we have a bit of sad news today. Andrew Sweet, known to people on the radio as Andrew from Bernie, a wonderful patriot. A Second Amendment guy, just a great family man, great person, passed away yesterday. And we wish his family, we give them our prayers and hope for peace at this time. And Janet has a little something to say about Andrew, who she had quite the relationship with.
Absolutely the best patriot ever. I used to call him my sweetest patriot friend. Oh, a little play on words there. Our prayers go to Kathy, his wife, and Maureen, his daughter, and other family members. We can only pray for strength for them. Andrew has gone on to the next phase of his life, and wherever that goes, whatever happens, we know that it is progress for him, but a great loss for us. I met Andrew 10 years ago when he supported my campaign for district supervisor. He called me up and said, bring me a sign. I want to put a sign on my yard. And we have been mostly telephone friends since then. And he calls on the show very often. He always had something very conservative and cogent to say. We appreciated that. And then he would call after the show for a debriefing. We are going to miss Andrew. He was one of the good guys. And we can only say Godspeed, and God called one of the good ones home.
Yep, and a lot of fun. He and I talked a lot over the last year. Got a lot of phone calls from him. What the hell is going on with Harris court case? You know, and just... a patriot. The last Second Amendment event we had for Mark Baird, Andrew was extremely generous and we just love the guy. So,
well, it hurts us in the Intermountain area particularly. We lost Ross Jones within the last year. He was one of our original founders. We lost Vicki Montgomery, who had been with us not a long time, right, but she had been so active, right, and involved in getting things going. It is because of Vicki Montgomery and Tamara Hanna that we have flags on the street in Bernie. They purchased them. They made arrangements with PG&E to have them put up. And now we've lost Andrew. And the message, folks, is that we old folks who are carrying the ball in this game are not going to be around forever. And if you want the fight to continue, you've got to put on a uniform, a helmet, and get into the fray.
And I have to say that Janet Chandler has if not the longest running Tea Party in the state, at least the North State she does. She's been amazing. Every other Tuesday night, you want to give the information on that. Folks, you need to attend this Intermountain Patriot group. It's fabulous people. They're a lot of fun. They are small but mighty, and we need you young folks to start stepping up.
We meet the second Tuesday of every month in Burney at the Lions Hall, and we meet the fourth Tuesday of every month at the library in Fall River. It's separated by 20 miles, but, you know, some people just can't drive 20 miles to go to a meeting, so we meet at both sides of the Intermountain area. The other night, we had a meeting in Burney, and I mentioned that Mark Baird, his lawsuit was probably going to the Supreme Court. We were having a fundraiser, and did they want to do a fundraiser? Did they want to support the fundraiser that we're going to have in August in Anderson? And the money immediately came out. We raised several hundred dollars just from the group sitting there. We have purchased two tables for the fundraiser. So if you wish to sit at a table with fellow Intermountain Patriots, let us know. intermountaininfo@gmail.com. intermountaininfo@gmail.com. And for $40, we'll seat you at our table, and welcome to the fundraiser for Mark Baird.
Yeah, and talking about that, as we know that rights don't require permission and permissions are not rights, and we are doing a fundraiser. The fundraiser is going to be August the 21st. That's a Friday. The doors open at 4. We start dinner at 6. It's at the Anderson VFW, Veterans of Foreign War Building. A lot of parking. The food is going to be fantastic. It's going to be prime rib. It's not prime, excuse me, tri-tip. And we have a great cook, a wonderful man named John Knight, who's I think the best barbecuer in the North State. And it's the tables for 8 is only $250. I'm going to say that again. A table for 8 people, not the $400 price, not the $300 price, but $250 for a table of 8 and $40 per seat. And so this is going to be something that we want to start getting moving right away. We would appreciate donations. You can take your donations to Jones Fort. You also, we will have the flyers ready, I believe, next week, where you can go there and sign up. In the interim, we would like to see, you know, some donations to Mark. I mean, if this goes to the Supreme Court, it's certainly not going to be cheap. And that's the main thing we have to be looking at now is taking care of what it's going to cost us as far as going to the Supreme Court. But the exciting thing is that this is a real deal. We actually have a shot at all this. So if you want to help Mark Baird, you can send a check to Pecan. That's P-E-C-A-N, 1304 East Street, Suite 110. That's Suite 110, Redding, California, 96001. Again, Pecan, 1304 East, not like opposite of West Street, Suite 110, Redding, California, and in your check, make it out to Pecan, and in the memo part, put 2A. We're excited about this fundraiser. We want to get it going. There isn't anybody who doesn't really understand that we ever have that Second Amendment right. Again, rights are not permission. Rights are rights. And why is the Second Amendment the only one that we have restriction on?
And also, too, if you want to donate via online, you can go to keep. And Bear, TOKEEPANDBEAR.com.
Yep, and we're excited about the upcoming event. Mark Baird will be there. That's why we scheduled it for the 21st. He'll be there, and we're excited about that. But, folks, we've got to get this done. Now, a lot of people said, well, what does the Second Amendment and the state split have in common? Well, everything, and I'm going to pass it over to Janet here, who, as normal, wrote an eloquent explanation, a pithy one, I'd have to say. Everything she writes is very pithy, but right to the point. Go ahead, my dear.
We have had people say, well, is this a fundraiser for the state split, or is it a fundraiser for Mark Baird's lawsuit concerning the Second Amendment? And the answer is yes. In the current political cycle, there are two issues that are of prime importance to us in the northern counties, and those are supporting the legal case of Baird versus Bonta, and that means the right to open carry in California. And the second is supporting the concept of a state split between urban, liberal, coastal California counties and the several rural, agricultural, conservative counties that are spread throughout much of the rest of the state, especially following the recent redistricting of California and the political unbalancing of the congressional districts of Northern California, Prop 50. Initially, it may seem that these two issues are not closely related, but in fact they are closely intertwined. Both are clear indications that the will of the people is being ignored and subverted by all three branches of government, executive, legislative, and judicial. This means that we the people are being denied the representation that is legally and constitutionally due to us. The Second Amendment right to open carry is desired and available to a vast majority of citizens in our country, but not in California. Liberal courts and justices seem willing to honor the specious and unconscionable arguments of the California Attorney General and the actions of the state legislature that oppose and prevent the citizens from practicing and enjoying this constitutional right of to keep and bear arms. Looking back, our founding fathers wrote the Declaration of Independence, and it clearly grants to the people the duty and obligation to alter a form of government that is destructive to the rights of the people and does not listen to the people who actively deny their consent to an unresponsive government. The citizens of several Northern California counties in particular, and other counties throughout the state, demand a representative and responsive government that will perform the duty of protecting our God-given rights, including the right to keep and bear arms. It has become self-evident that this required representation can happen only with the separation and creation of a new state that will belong to the citizens and protect their rights, their safety, and their happiness.
Well said, Mama Jay. You know, when you stop and think about California open carry, I mean, if you have a weapon in your car, you've got to put it in one part of your car locked up, then you've got to put the bullet somewhere else. So if you get robbed, you can just say, hang on a minute, I've got to load my gun, let me go around to the trunk over here. What the hell? You know,
what the hell?
And you've got to get permission from the sheriff. What the hell?
An unloaded gun is a doorstop.
That's right. Absolutely.
It's worthless.
You can throw it at him.
Yeah.
Or beat him with it.
Might as well have a brick.
And I know people right now, dozens of people that have waited 4 months for their renewal on their CCW, and they're just waiting. They're not getting their CCW paperwork back. You've got to pay for a concealed weapon permit. All this is illegal. This is all illegal, unconstitutional.
Shall not be infringed. I don't know what is so difficult to understand.
In California, 35 states, not a problem. 29, you can walk in the store and buy your weapon, put it on your hip, and go out and drive your car away. Go buy dog food for your dog.
Same day. Yeah, you don't have to have a 30-day wait or 10-day wait or whatever.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to sign up for it. Each time you buy ammo, you don't have to do that.
Yes, sir. It's true. And I mean, all these things are just restrictions for a control over the people of California. How much longer are we going to put up with this? And talking about that, I mean, wow, now we've got a court case against the county.
Oh, my gosh.
We've got a court case against the county.
The state.
Well, actually, yeah. Actually, they're petitioning the Court of Appeals. Yes. And, from the state, from Bonta and Weber. Bonta being our state attorney general and Weber being our secretary of state of the state of California. And, there's even five individuals named in the petition to the court. And, I mean, they're citizens. What the hell?
What do they have to do with it?
I mean, as soon as
Measure B was put on the ballot,
right.
It became a measure of the people, not a measure of five citizens.
Correct.
Say that one more time, Mama Jay.
As soon as Measure B qualified for the ballot and was placed on the ballot, it became an issue of the people of 100%. Shasta County, not five citizens.
100%.
The initiative was five citizens, but it qualified because the people signed the petitions. It is now our measure. It is not the measure of those five people.
Unbelievable. And Joe Larmore, I mean, who's Joe Larmore? Somebody call in and tell me who Joe Larmore is. I mean,
well,
this guy, what is he doing?
I'll tell you who he is. He is the attorney who refused to write a description for the ballot concerning Measure B.
Title and summary.
So let's go to Shirley Weber, who without complaint, without fanfare, without objection, signed the title and description for the ballot of an initiative that would have California exit the country, who
yep.
would leave the United States of America.
Yep.
She did it without any complaints whatsoever.
And you can look up that initiative.
I've got the papers.
It's 1973 is the number of the initiative,
yeah.
folks.
So if it wasn't a big deal for Shirley Weber to write a title and description, why was it a big deal for Joe Larmer?
Well, that, and I mean, this guy, I mean, what I'm upset about is the five people being named in this. I mean, they're citizens.
Yeah.
Talking about these citizens, Richard's on the phone. Richard, what's going on, buddy?
Plenty, as usual. My gosh. Yeah, thank you for letting me call in. And, you know, quick announcement. This Tuesday, Board of Supervisor meeting, 9 a.m., item R9, closed session, is where the Board of Supervisors and County Council are going to be talking about this very lawsuit against Measure B. So I really would like people to come to the meeting. If you can, email the board members. If you cannot come to the meeting, actually do both. And we have to put pressure on the Board of Supervisors to defend we the people. We the people. There are, my gosh, I don't have enough time to even get into everything. But, you know, election integrity has been in the forefront for a while now. Many cases of election fraud, just go to the heritage.org website. They will show you that. The suit against Measure B, Bonta, in the faith page, says there is not widespread election fraud. Did you catch the key word there?
Widespread.
Widespread, wow.
Unbelievable.
Okay, so just a little bit.
Keep going, brother.
So,
this
yeah,
is great.
So a little fraud's okay, right? You know, in a county of where many races are decided in under 100 votes, sometimes less than 10 freaking votes.
There's not large spread sewage in the drinking water.
Yeah, there's a good analogy.
Thank you for doing that
yeah.
and not having to hit the button.
Yeah, a little bit of Listeria in the water is okay. So here's the thing. I sent you guys and gals a copy of only one regulation. Our state laws and regulations are ripe and rift with fraud. It is everywhere. There's so many areas to commit election and voter fraud. I sent you one, regarding the voter rolls, where the state voter rolls and the county's voter rolls, when they synchronize, in due to our population, our voter rolls can be off with the state's voter rolls by 500, count them, 500 voters. Gee, any races decided here by 500 or less? I'm just saying.
Hey,
I got a
question for you, buddy. I got a question for
yeah.
you. Okay. So as we look at all this, all right, we're looking at, okay, first of all, the Board of Supervisors is, I'll just say it, they are diametrically opposed to the people at this point. When you get 10,000 people, they don't give a damn what the 10,000 people say. It's not a secret that many of the board, quote, call themselves conservatives, are vehemently opposed to and not liking the Shasta Five. How do we get them to do something we want them to do when they, I mean, public opinion would be great, but do you think they give a damn? I mean, Cry is gone, And you've got, and I know I talked to a friend yesterday, and I'll leave it really, we're going to give you plenty of time, Richard. So if I ramble a minute here, it's going to be okay. I'm not going to cut you off. Okay, so I talked to a friend yesterday who I've known for a long time, original owner of Anderson Automotive, great young guy. Well, young compared to me, everybody is. Anyway, he's moving to Tennessee. The point is that he is in a position right now where Chris Kellstrom and he were friends, and he voted for Chris Kellstrom, and now he voted for Gallagher. And he knew Mike Gallagher was Mike Gallagher of the city of Anderson and not the person running for Congress. He knew the difference. That rumor is so ridiculous. I mean, people are that stupid. I don't think so. Anyway, this gentleman is not, and his friends are not, and his family's been in Anderson for years. And he went with Gallagher, even though he knows Gallagher is fairly liberal. He said, what happened to Chris? What happened to Kellstrom? I mean, you know, he never will call into the show. He wouldn't return phone calls.
Yep.
You know, I mean, come on, you know. What's going on here? Go ahead. Anyway, it's just, I'm sorry about ranting. I'm just very frustrated with people who I thought were patriots.
I have your answer. It's very simple, Terry. It's so simple, it's not even funny. All right? In an alleged conservative county, rural counties up here, the closet liberals, also known as rhinos, by the way, okay, the local officials should not, and most do not, vote to take our rights away, okay? Most do not. They leave it up to the state and federal government to take our rights away so that the closet rhinos, closet liberals, do not get the crosshairs put on them, the political crosshairs. So when Kevin and Chris made those many egregious votes, I will not repeat all of them, but you know what I'm talking about, to affirmatively erode our rights, that's what happened. And now people are like, well, you know, Chris and Kevin should have been safe. They should have stayed safe and allowed the state and feds to keep taking our rights. And they did not. They came out of the closet.
Wow.
Yeah. And a lot of it, you know, I keep hearing from a good friend of all of ours that, they're new. Well, how long are you new? You've been there for 3 years. How long are you? You're either going to let Larmore run the county or not. And that's the way it seems. That's many people's opinions.
Everybody is new on their first term.
That's right. Everybody's new once.
Yeah.
But the thing is,
to answer your question, sorry.
Well, the thing
to answer your question about how we get them to change their attitude and defend Measure B. I'm going to be showing up to the board meeting on Tuesday. Yep. Have not been there for a year. Time for Rich to show up, and I'm going to be using the R word, the recall word. I will not promise a recall, but I will suggest a recall. And that I will, if a recall is started, either this year or next, depending on what happens with Measure B this year, any board member seated today that does not defend Measure B to the hilt, and they're still seated next year, maybe a recall might happen. And you know what? I will be happy to assist any group, individual organization. I will train, advise, everything, and guide them through a petition process for a recall ballot, and yes, I've been involved in two local grassroots petition efforts that successfully made it to ballot and had successful initial results. I am 2-for-2, and I will assist if somebody wants to do a recall of board members later this cycle or in early 27.
Okay, Rich, we've got some other callers, but I do want to leave it with this. First of all, Richard Gallardo is a Second Amendment guy to the bone. Aren't you, buddy? You're bad to the bone, Second Amendment, right?
Bad to the stone.
Bad to the stone. And I need your help. We need to sell some tables. We need to get some raffle items, all that good stuff. I know you can count on me. You've got my number. You got my email. Text me and let me know.
Yep.
And then we got to build that team. And, Richard, you're hanging out there, buddy.
Item.
You're hanging out there.
Yes,
attaboy.
Last item for public consumption. I'm researching Huntington Beach and Fresno County. They have both done local petition measures. Well, I'm not sure if Fresno's was a petition. Their board of supervisors may have done this. But Fresno County and Huntington Beach City have both done election reform measures for their charters, okay? And so I'm still researching them. But Huntington Beach has petitioned the U.S. Supreme Court on multiple items, Terry, not just elections. They've petitioned on housing, authority of the state. They've petitioned on, gosh, what was the other one? Oh, local control over law enforcement pay or something to that effect. So Huntington Beach has the stones as a city to petition all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. And our Board of Supervisors better be ready to do the same. And thanks for the time today.
All right, pal. Have a good one. And we're going to go off to our break. And so hold on, Dave. We'll get to you right after the break. Time has come.
For 51.
We're getting it done.
Amen.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Reading for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Don. Known for their hit song Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings their signature Texas Americana sound to Reading for one unforgettable night.
I'm going broke with every song I play, cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at cascadetheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
Sally Lou, stand up for your rights. We got Dave in the line. Dave, you going to stand up for your rights?
I'll try. Can you hear me?
Of course.
Okay, thanks. This is just a quick note, and I'll get off the air. I wanted to make you aware that you need to get Laura Hobbs on your show to discuss the harassment, threats of arrest, and election interference she experienced while attempting to complete official election duties. And then she was censored at the Board of Supervisors when she tried to reveal this corruption. And Shasta Unfiltered has some information on this, and I just wanted to make you aware of it and request you get her on the air.
Well, Dave, we are aware of it, and we're in constant communication with Laura. In fact, I got an email from her last night. I get an email about every other day from her. So we're well aware of that. We've also shared the video of her being cut off. I mean, I couldn't believe the arrogance of, again, of Chris Kellstrom. I couldn't believe the arrogance. And it's kind of a shock to many of us, but she just, one thing about Laura, she may be sometimes a dog with a bone, but she's not loud and she's not abrasive. She was very calm and even keeled. She was trying to answer a question, but was interrupted. It was terrible. And then they called the sheriff's office on her. What's that?
And these are crimes. Okay?
Yeah,
she's raising crime. And so what do? They try to arrest the victim.
Yeah. Well, that and also, Larmore.
Made her lawsuit.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. Larmore, according to what I saw, was getting a hold to the sheriff or did to make a complaint about her. And
he should be fired for that.
Well, by who? Who's gonna fire him? I mean, I'm with you, but who's gonna fire him? Long? Or I know, probably Kellstrom. Oh no, wait, maybe Kevin? Oh no, maybe, I know, Corky. Corky Kellstrom. Who's gonna fire him? I mean, that's the whole thing. This is not out of control.
We can't get them to remove Jenny O'Connell from the board chambers when she is truly causing a disturbance.
Right.
But when Laura wants to speak,
yeah,
then suddenly the sheriff's office is available.
Okay, I have a question. Has Laura ever been disrespectful?
Never.
Has she ever lied to him?
Never.
Has she ever been loud and obnoxious?
Has she ever sat down and spread-eagled her body, prostrate on the floor of the board chambers? No, hasn't done that either.
So what the hell's wrong with our five men that sit on the board and collectively they don't have a set of balls to do the job? I don't get it.
Well, that's a good point, man.
I don't get it.
I think the set of balls is probably the best explanation.
Baseballs, softballs, basketballs.
Dave, thank you very much, buddy, but we're on it. Laura has an open line to this show anytime she wants it, just so you know. She doesn't need permission to call in here.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
Bye.
Okay, and getting back to this Measure B lawsuit, why on earth are the Board of Supervisors, because they were trembling in their boots. If they did this, they were going to be sued. They were going to be sued. And they thought they were going to be sued.
Oh, no, Chris Kellstrom was going to jail.
He was going to jail, yeah.
That,
and then guess what? What do they do? This article written names five citizens who brought it forward, and they're named in the lawsuit. And the board members, not one name is in there.
These five citizens have been removed from the whole process once it became an issue of the people.
Correct.
They are now suing the county. Why are they naming these five people? The five people are not the county. They're not responsible for the Measure B.
Right, right.
Yeah, maybe, legally, Richard, if you're still out there, you could call back in and let us know why that's happening. We're trying to figure out why you're named in the complaint. And how do they do that with citizens? So if anybody has the answer to that, call in.
But I don't understand why, if they're going to name the county,
right,
why aren't they talking about the county leadership,
right,
i.e.
Yes.
the Board of Supervisors,
right,
yes,
and Joe Larmore,
well,
who is the one giving them all the advice.
They did mention the Board of Supervisors in it.
Well,
I think.
Okay, I'll reread that.
But
I don't understand why the five citizens,
yeah,
are there.
Right. Well, they named Clint Curtis in there because he's the ROV.
Right.
And then they named the private citizens. I don't understand that.
You have the court case in front of you, the actual complaint.
Yeah.
I just have the article. Yeah.
Yeah, I just have the article.
So.
Yeah, I was surprised when I saw the five people listed.
Right.
All they did was collect signatures for a petition, on
right.
a petition.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and that's the thing.
Which is not illegal.
No, it's not
that
illegal.
That was not illegal to collect signatures on a petition.
No.
That's the process.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
I mean, you know.
I think that's in the Constitution. Let me look real quickly. Let's see. Article Amendment 1. Does it give us the right to petition our government?
Yes. Yeah, and apparently our government leadership doesn't understand that.
That silly U.S. Constitution gets in the way, doesn't
Pesky
it?
Pesky little devil.
It says what it says, and it doesn't say what it doesn't say. So pay attention. The words mean something.
Exactly. Well, by listing those five people, it is a clear indication by the state that this is retribution.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they're going to slap them down so that nobody else will ever do it again.
We'll get even with you for thinking you can defy us.
Well, guess what? They woke up a sleeping giant.
Oh, man.
There are a lot of people out here that are irritated to the hilt that this kind of crap is happening.
From the very beginning, we here on this radio show have recognized that there were problems with Measure B.
Yes.
Yes. Some of it violates state law. And we look at the California Constitution, and it gives charter counties some rights and latitude, but we knew that there was going to be an issue. But what the state is doing with this lawsuit goes beyond. It is retribution and revenge. It is not a lawsuit. It is an instrument of oppression.
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah, I think that, I think that what we have to be looking at here is that, if we've got two people that one person that's a lame duck and Kevin Cry, we still have Long. We still have what's his name?
The Matt. Guy. Up.
What's his name?
Matt.
Matt. What's his last name? Plummer.
Plummer.
Matt Plummer.
Plummer.
Matt Plummer.
I think it is.
We still have Matt Plummer.
Mm-hmm.
I think
oh, we
so.
Do. Oh, we still have Matt Plummer. Oh gosh, we still have Matt Plummer. That one needs to go, big time. Big time.
Should We're never, talking about should recall. Never have been there.
He never should have been there.
Well, he is concerned with the mental health of Shasta County.
Well, I'm concerned with the mental health of the Board of Supervisors.
Yeah, me too. I mean, look at Corky. I mean, Corky's a good guy, but, I mean, with all due respect, Corky's got to learn to blow it up or stuff it. He has to figure out one of the two.
Speak up.
You know, and we can't just keep, I mean, you're gonna, you know, and then, we already went into to Gallstrom. I mean, you know, Gallagher's not looking so bad right now, folks. Gallagher's not looking so bad. And I don't mean James Gallagher. I mean Mike Gallagher. And believe me, you folks out there in District 5, you know the difference.
You sure you're not talking about the comedian Gallagher? You used to smash watermelons?
Well, at least you knew what you had there.
You did.
At least he was on point, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, he had the best line in the world when he was balding, and he was getting balder and balder, and he said he was in the shower, and he lost a hair, and he looked at it, he picked it up, and he goes, it's a hair, because it was all going. And then he'd take the watermelon and smash it out of anger for losing a hair.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, I just never quite appreciated that humor.
Yeah, it was a little bizarre. George Carlin, not so much.
Oh. George Carlin's my man.
Yeah, he was great. I remember when
nobody was safe.
Yeah. I remember when he said, well, I can't say the word on the air, but feces. And he explained the word feces and what it could mean, all the different things that feces could mean.
Yes, yes.
Quite good. We digress.
Well,
but
we're sitting in a pile of it right now with all
sure
the
are.
Stuff going here in our county.
Yeah, we sure are.
I am just upset that we have some people who are trying to solve problems within the county, and the county itself is not supporting them better.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear from people how, and I'm not advocating for really any of these people, but I want to know, so maybe somebody could call in and tell me how Aaron Reznor and Mike Gallagher could make it any worse.
We could sit here and talk about it for a long time, and nothing may come to mind.
I mean, how do they make it worse? I mean, you know, it's sort of like the devil, you know? I mean, I don't know. So what?
Well, I suppose Erin Reznor could bring her financial background from the city to the county.
But do we really?
We don't need to go down that slop chute.
Well, perhaps that could be worse.
Well,
than what
but
we have
do we
now.
Really know? What's going on with the county? Do we know if they've been robbing Peter to pay Paul? Do we know that? You guys all read about what's happening with Health and Human Services, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's begging for money here, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we have a surplus. But everybody's begging for money. But we have a surplus. We do. Do we?
No, we don't.
I mean, how many lawsuits do we have going on here?
We don't, because we have unfunded liability with our pension systems.
Oh, you
and
think?
I don't know how you can say we have a surplus when that exists.
Right. I agree.
That's like saying, I owe $500,000 on my mortgage, but I have $10 left over from my paycheck, so I'm $10 ahead. You know, it doesn't work. It
doesn't work, no, until you're debt-free.
You know, and everything's going to come home to roost here pretty quick with all these lawsuits. We have, is this Rich calling back again?
Yes.
Okay, good. Go ahead, buddy. Answer
well,
my question.
You did ask a question.
I did.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you were wondering about us being added as parties
How
of interest.
I do that?
Yeah. Well, remember, we requested that through Alexander Haberbusch during the Katsky trial, because we were excluded from being able to say anything in defense of Measure B. So Alexander Havelbush used case law to say, no, 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 these proponents have a stake in the game, and even though Hannah initially denied us being added as parties of interest, we subsequently, concurrently, applied to the appellate court, and the appellate court told Hannah, no, you will add them as parties of interest. So that is probably why the state has kept us on as parties of interest, because they know that the appellate court's already said, no, they're parties of interest, so that's probably why we're there. And as far as any financial responsibilities or legal responsibilities that we parties of interest have, I don't have all the answers to that question at this moment. But you know what? The five of us, we talk often, by the way, a conference call. You know what? When we signed on with this at the beginning, at the inception, we pretty much figured it would go to court, which is where we're at today. And you know what? Whatever the consequences may be on we five people, on us five, excuse me, Janet was an English teacher, on us five people, Janet caught it. Janet caught
it.
Yeah, Janet knows.
Us five, that's correct, because it's objective, yes.
Correct.
Objective is the preposition on.
Thank you, Janet, which is why I corrected myself. So the political and financial consequences, be damned. We five people, see, I said it correctly this time, we five people are willing to take our lumps, because this matter is that important to us.
There's no way you should take your lumps. You didn't do anything illegal. The state has been out of line. We need to get out of this state.
Yep.
We need to get rid of these people at the Board of Supervisors. And again, I really don't know. The next ones, if we've got to take them to the mat, we will. So the thing is, and I don't think your recall situation is a bad idea, to be honest with you. We're not letting you go. I have a question for you.
Okay. I want other people to be able to call in too, though.
Well, yeah. We got two lines. We're okay.
But now you're primary.
Because I have a question for you. Now I forgot it because you kept talking.
Oh,
because I'm old
and
I forget stuff, and now I forgot.
I know.
Terry's got old timer.
That's okay. It's coming back to me. It's coming back to me.
All right.
What do you, Laura Hobbs?
Okay,
about recall. We'll get back to that. Laura Hobbs. No, I remember it. Okay, Laura Hobbs. It was terrible the way she was treated. I watched that video. I could not believe I didn't believe I was watching Chris Kellstrom going after her. And Larmore prancing over and calling the sheriff. I mean, again, Laura is so soft-spoken. I mean, you know, I can't believe that hard to fathom. I've watched the thing three times, and I'm going, what the hell? She can't even get a word out of her mouth, and Chris is trying to stop her from speaking.
Yep. Well, what I'll say before I go is if a recall is started, we have 29,170 people that will likely sign it. Mm-hmm. That's how many people voted yes on B.
Oh, there you go.
So we already have quite the advanced push if we are to start a recall.
Just asking for a friend, can I sign it twice?
Yeah, but the second one won't count.
Okay, just asking.
Well, I think at this point, going after Plummer and Long probably is a good idea. I think we should do it. I really do.
We'll have this conversation another day, but that is how we keep them politically accountable.
Just get rid
of
them.
Currently fight. Well, sure, but you know what? I get it. Let's have this conversation another day, but appreciate you guys.
All right, brother, have a good one. Don't get any on you, huh?
Thank you, Rich.
All right.
I heard the phone ring, but I'm not. Yes,
he's
not sure if something is coming out of there.
He's riding. He's riding as fast as he can.
So,
he's still riding. He's done riding. It's Lori. Lori, what say you, my dear? Lori Bridgeford, probably the kindest person who gives the best presents in the state of California, and probably the kindest person that ever lived, my dear. The floor is yours.
You're sweet to say that, but you don't. You're not with me 24/7. You guys have heard me in conversations before. Hey, I'm just completely. First off, prayers to Andrew's family.
Yes.
He and I talked so much in the last year or so, and I think Janet, you might know, he was either a twin or a triplet.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we talked about that.
There's two of them.
And he had.
or three.
Three of them. That'd be awesome.
Great. And then the neighbors would go, those sweet boys, when that's their last name.
such a play on words. I originally knew him because I had his daughter in school.
Okay, there you go.
Yes.
Delightful guy. Just so much he could have said on the radio, but you can't.
Yep.
he said it afterwards in the debriefing. Yes.
Yeah, it was unfiltered.
Yeah, he just touched my heart so much. So I'm going to get real quick. I have to wonder about the Board of Supervisors being somewhat compromised, if not obviously. Something's off, wrong. The connections with, and many people have said this before, between Council Lamore and the Long couple and Bethel connections with, plenty of people now, and Patrick Jones, please, I don't know how quickly he can take some position somewhere, anywhere. Maybe he can go to the ROB's office. I don't know, but the next few months are going to be very interesting. Take notes. And, yeah, there's obnoxious people, as you mentioned, that they just get away with unbelievable stunts and antics and drama and theater, not to mention or forget the obnoxious bullhorn lady of late. So, there's something really bizarre.
Who's the bullhorn lady?
Big D? Little D?
Oh, that one. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Her.
Bullhorn.
I find it personally that the ROB office is not a safe place to work or apply. I won't apply for anything in local government for part-time work or seasonal work or extra help work for compensation because I refuse to fill out my education history, my personal references, all of these things where someone could just, I don't know, walk away with the copy and then suddenly all my private personal information's out there for the trolls and the haters and the abusers, the cyber bullies. Good grief. Look at the Sting, what's his name, Stephen King case? Dropped all four charges? This guy has been loose for a long, long time. He wasn't supposed to have a gun, so let that sink in. People that think we're picking on Stephen King, get over it. Wake up, put down your bong or your marijuana gummies or whatever you're doing because your brain is impaired. That's how it is. So I don't know what to say, but I'll be I'll check with you, Jenny.
The opinion of guest and host on this program.
I played the disclaimer.
Oh, this has become Jefferson's state of mind unfiltered.
Actually, they're greatly supported.
Stephen King could have killed Michael Hill.
Yes.
I mean, this is huge. So I'm glad.
What do you think about the thing that happened with? We look at Clint Curtis, and Clint's gone, and we heard some.
Well, not until January.
Well, not until January. But the point is that, talk about stabbing in the back. Here you appoint a guy, you bring him forward, you bring him on to do the job. You say what a great lot of changes he made, and then all of a sudden, you want to. You want to censure the guy just a month before the election, and you bring it local. And you've got what are these guys doing?
I think they're uncovering information. They're exposing fraud. They're exposing the bad establishment, swampy people that have been there for way too long, or they don't want to get with the program and look at what they may have been a big part of or some part of. And I'm very concerned that what's her name? JF.
Joanna.
Uh-huh. Is going to be back, what do they call it? When the first race ballot numbers come in, there's a pattern there that I think they used to call it the Mesa pattern. And by the way, Tina Peters is on another show this past hour if people want to go back to the other station.
Yep.
So, I'll leave it at that. And, we have to keep exposing the inconsistencies. There's problems in the court system, and we're catching it. And they do want to silence and censor and have us shut the hell up, and we will not. So thanks for the time.
So,
Joanna is going to be second verse, same as the first.
Right.
Nothing will
be done. And then prayers to Brent Turner, the assistant, because I'm hearing, of course, he was very open about his cancer diagnosis. So do they appoint that person? Does someone apply for that position? I am not real sure, but...
I think they appoint.
Okay. All right, you guys, you're the best. I'll catch up with you later.
You are too. My birthday's coming.
All right.
Not until January. Yeah. Don't let him tell you that.
Okay.
Thank
I'm
you,
expecting
Lori.
My bag of fun.
Hey, speaking of birthdays, today is the President's Day.
It is.
Yes. And it is Flag Day.
Flag Day.
June 14th.
Yep.
It is Flag Day.
UFC fighting on the White House lawn.
There you go.
Oh,
who would have thunk it?
Awful.
I think it's awesome.
Well, it could have been the 49ers against the Buffalo Bills again on the front lawn. Lawn's big enough. So, yeah, anyway, I think that we have some real work to do, folks. Again, 2027 is going to be a different year for us. We have to understand that Prop 50 absolutely took away any congressional hope we have in our district. Mm-hmm. We are going to have Huffman. He is a left-wing atheistic lawyer who is going to most likely win that one. Robin Littell, great young gal. Hey, that grind. Is someone who is a, you know, I mean, yeah, you know, she's going to be new at this, but I mean, we have got real issues here in California. I mean, so bad that Kevin Kiley, who was staunch Republican, staunch constitutionalist, changed his party to decline to state because he wouldn't be able to win in his congressional district anymore. Between New York and California, those two states now, with Democrats, actually control the House of Representatives because they'll have at least 75 members that are going to be working in conjunction with one another, and that doesn't even count any of the other states.
And rhinos,
yeah. Well, you know, look what happened with the SAVE Act, mm-hmm. right? You know, you had, and that, you know, the thing is that the president really isn't getting Congress to do a lot of the things he wants them to do. You know, there'll be the executive orders, but as Janet will tell you, they're not going to hold up forever. And as the president said himself a couple of days ago, some judge is going to go after each one of them.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we've got to be looking at 2027, and it's going to be about us. We need state split. We need to get our Second Amendment right in order. We have to win that Bonta v. Baird case, and we have to support James Gallagher. And that would be AJR 23. We have to support that for state split. We now have a congressman in the Congress of the United States of America mm-hmm. who hopefully will win again in District 2 right. against McGuire. He's ahead right now, or was ahead. Mm-hmm. So he's going to, they're going to run it off till November. We need to support James Gallagher. Mm-hmm. First congressman that's ever gone in there and said, hey, we need state split in California because
yeah.
it just doesn't work anymore. We don't have representation. We all know that.
And it goes beyond just representation at the legislative level. We've already talked about the fact, even if Steve Hilton wins as governor, what can he do with a supermajority in the legislature?
Nothing.
And there is another aspect that is very not often talked about, and that is at the judicial level. We have had so many years of Democrat rule, Democrat governors, people being named to our state judiciary, not talking about federal, yep. I'm talking about the state judiciary, state judges, superior court judges, appellate court judges, Supreme Court judges. We are so infiltrated with liberal leftist judges at every level in California that you can't get a fair shake at any judicial level statewide.
Right.
It is becoming harder and harder, and they have an agenda. They want a certain activism to rule what their decisions are. So we need a new state. We need a state, that belongs to us, not a state in which we are just visitors that we have no control over.
And yeah, it's slaves, servants,
puppets. I mean, truly, somebody else is pulling the strings. Always.
Yes.
Always. And we don't have the God-given rights and freedoms to do what we need to do when we need to do it.
And I think James Gallagher has even said it. Let my people go.
Yes.
We are truly captive in a land that is no longer ours. And I don't know how you solve it other than state split. And again, it's not secession. No. It is a state separation. California, be what you want to be. Do what you want to do. Go where you want to go. I don't want to follow you.
Right. And there are many people that think the same way you do.
And as I say, for different beliefs, you may live in whatever fantasy world you wish, but don't expect me to join you there.
That's because time has now come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
I think we're past.
Enough, enough, enough is enough. No news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.